So they shipped you overseas. Where was that?
We stayed in Maine there several days. Then we flew over to Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, yeah. Yeah.
We stopped off there, and my other gunner, we had to flip to see which guy was going to fly with the pilot that we trained with. He lost, and I got to choose. So I said, I'll just go with our pilot, and you can go with whoever they assigned. And he did. But that was bad for him. They went down between Newfoundland and the Isle of Man off the English coast. Weather got bad, I guess. So there was number one gone out of our crew.
There, by the flip of a coin, your life was saved at that point.
Right.
Did you hear about that plane going down very long after they took off?
Well, we didn't hear about it until we got to the Isle of Man. They didn't show up. They were supposed to show up at the Isle of Man. We showed up and waited on them a while, but finally they confirmed that he wasn't going to make it.
Did that sink into your mind then?
Things got pretty serious. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
That'll wake you up. I not only had lost my crew member, but that first guy had lost out of my crew. That's a wake-up call.
And you hadn't even started yet.
Hadn't even started, that's right. The Isle of Man, after we got there, they had a place for us. I forget what field it was.
Where was the Isle of Man?
Well, it's off the coast of England, up on the northwest. They have a lot of storms up there. On that same trip, we had to get down, I suspect, 20 feet off the water. Some of the waves were almost higher than our airplane.
Why were you that low?
The storm, it was raining and windy, and somehow they couldn't get out of that hole.
So you were flying as low as you could to get underneath the clouds.
I was saved some of the problems, I guess, because I was riding behind the pilot back there in, might say, the Bombay, and I couldn't see out. I had to get up and go to a window to look out. I saw what was out there. I didn't choose to look at that all afternoon.
And you stayed in that position, flying above the water?
Yeah, I don't know how long we stayed in that position, but it wasn't a comfortable position.
What were you thinking?
Well, just another incident. You satisfy all this stuff, at least I had to, before you get on the plane. You reconcile yourself to whatever's going to happen. You know something's going to happen. So you have to dismiss all of that from your mind. You can't do your job if you're worried about that. If you're worried about getting killed, you can't do that. So I had to make up my mind and reconcile that situation before I went out and got into where I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Because you might kill three or four.
What happened as we're flying above the water?
Well, I laid down and tried to relax. I'm not sure I did.
How did that flight end?
It ended all right for me and the pilot. We landed on the Isle of Man.